You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Maximilian Hurler, one of the four founders of Yoast Hurler, a company that develops, leases, and finances real estate projects in Germany and Austria surrounding the exciting development in Munich, the Schwabinger Tor. Maximilian, welcome to Enterprise Radio today.
Thank you very much. Great to be there.
And thank you for joining us. So for starters, tell us, what is Schwabinger Tor?
All right. So Schwabinger Tor is an extraordinary urban mixed-use development measuring about 100,000 square meters in size in the city of Munich in Germany. The project is developed, built, and operated by the Munich-based Yoast Hurler Group, featuring 9 buildings with office space, about 220 apartments ranging from affordable one bedrooms to spacious penthouses, artists' enclaves, and more. Schwabinger Tor is the future of living today. Wide open piazzas, green zones, and playgrounds make up a wide area of the development, as well as restaurants, cafes, bars, shops, services, and cultural institutions. Schwabinger Tor will be completely car-free with all parking underground. A 5-star Hyatt Anders hotel with about 275 rooms, a spectacular sky bar and wellness facilities overlooking the city of Munich and the nearby Alps will welcome guests from all over the world. Once completed, Schwabinger Tor will be a great addition to the lively and culturally diverse neighborhood of Schwabing. Well, with attention to future forms of living and working, Schwabinger Tor will also be a trendsetter in urban lifestyle.
It certainly does sound like a lovely place to know. What is its role in Munich and Germany as a whole?
Well, let's start with the name, which means Gateway of Schwabing, and as such, it welcomes its residents and its visitors to the city of Munich. Once completed, Schwabinger Tor will be a hotspot destination for the local community and for guests from all over the world. Much more than just real estate, Schwabinger Tor will be a framework for human activities such as living, working, shopping, and eating, but also visiting and relaxing. Schwabinger Tor offers living space for families, couples, individuals of different financial backgrounds. Affordable housing will certainly be offered in the same building as a spacious penthouse apartment. Therefore, Schwabinger Tor will be a lively and popular neighborhood where people come together to commonly make the best of their time and where a great quality of life is commonly shared. With a mix of international foods, including Bavarian, but also Italian, French, American, or Asian, there is something for everyone to eat, ranging from quick and healthy snacks to an extended candlelight dinner and delicious wine. In the office areas, multinational companies can run the operation next to a local startup firm. In addition, fully service co-working areas will enhance the business community spirit and enable companies to use Schwabinger Tor as their external but innovative business factory. At Schwabinger Tor, we host talents of future economic success. These get the chance to exchange experiences and grow together in an atmosphere of tolerance and diversity.
If you would, explain the Talent Trust, if you would.
Sure. So the Talent Trust will be a non-profit organization to support and empower artists and craftsmen of all kinds to break through on site. The trust will be set up by our development team, but then independently run and represented by local art professionals. Financially, the residents of the penthouse and high-end apartments will support the trust through a certain percentage based on their monthly rental payments. So you can imagine it as an additional fee or tax for the wealthier residents to support local art. This concept of art support actually has a historical tradition in Schwabing, especially during the end of the 19th century until the 1920s, the so-called golden ages of Schwabing. Many talented artists settled there to commonly paint and draw, write, sculpture, or design. The Royal Bavarian Regent of that time had real estate developers add art studios to any new residential building in Schwabing. Therefore, art was part of everyday life in Schwabing, and the neighborhood attracted such talents as Vasily Kandinsky, Franz Marc, or Henri Rousseau, who were also part of the world-famous Blue Rider or Blaue Reiter movement. The world-famous author and poet Thomas Mann lived and worked also in Schwabing. Currently, the city of Munich and the neighborhood Schwabing are famous in the entertainment industry. Our talent trust also looks at film, music, and new innovative forms of art, such as digital and media design. Besides the financial and intellectual support, the talent trust aims to attract and relate talents with each other at Schwabing Tour and to enrich the open-minded, diverse, and free community spirit.
Today we are joined by Maximilian Hurler, one of the four founders of Yost Hurler, a company that develops, leases, and finances real estate projects in Germany and Austria surrounding the exciting development in Munich, the Schwabinger Tour, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Maximilian, is this a city of the future or an evolution of our modern times?
It's the best of both, actually. We identified advantages of historical ways of living as well as trends how people want to live in the future. Regarding the city planning, the architectural context, and the physical buildings, Schwabinger Tor is an evolution of modern times. However, our goal is to make a difference in quality of life and deliver a neighborhood of tolerance for talents and diversity. So we see us also as service providers to improve our framework for human activities. Such services can either be personal or technological. On a personal level, we are currently organizing an internal on-site management team that can directly communicate with tenants and visitors and deal with their needs. Part of their job is also to relay people at Schwabinger Tor and to enhance the interpersonal community spirit, also through events. So Schwabinger Tor is also a neighborhood of the future, but at the right place and right time, it fits perfectly in the present. Ironically, some of our, let's say, out-of-the-box inspirations range from famous science fiction movies to the study of life in the classical Greek or later Roman times, the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, and of course the modern times. But be it at a Roman forum or a spaceship, mixed use or common human activities shared together at dense or limited space is always the through line that we're looking for. So this in mind, we designed the neighborhood according to the sharing and collaborative economy that covers a variety of future topics. We include new mobility concepts, innovative ways of office management, and lots of opportunities for sharing social interaction.
Lastly, explain the modern shareable economy and Schwabinger Tor's role in this.
All right. So buyers and sellers always gathered in public markets to either trade with each other or to borrow each other's belongings. So this principle is similar today, just that our modern technology makes its potential limitless. The Schwabinger Tor team looks at the global and local trends of society to offer the best sharing or collaborating services. The buildings do not move, but our customers and guests, on the contrary, move fast and all over the world. For them, the spontaneous use of products and even space is more important than ownership. So this idea represents a shift and new ethics in the consumption behavior of many consumers. At Schwabinger Tor, a custom-developed mobile app will provide residents and business customers with information on everything that is available for sharing at their fingertips. Office sharing, food sharing, meal sharing, bike sharing, and even task sharing will enjoy popularity. If For example, a resident is going out of town for a week. Instead of throwing out the food that will go bad, they can let everyone know what is available. If people are new in Munich, they can use the app to share a meal with locals and to get to know the area. If one needs a quick ride, he or she can use a car of the on-site car sharing fleet. So therefore, the sharing services at Schwabing Natur will not only satisfy daily needs, but it will bring the people together to build relationships and certainly to form a great community.
What year is the expectation of it being completed, and where can folks get more information on Schwabing Natur online?
So the first phase will be completed by the end of this year, and the larger second phase that also includes the hotel will be completed by the end of 2017. And, well, feel free to visit our website, www.schwabingnatur.de.
Well, Maximilian, certainly do appreciate your time. I absolutely think this is phenomenal, and especially for Munich and Germany. And thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, coming to us from Germany as well.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot, and all the best.
And all the best to you as well. We've been speaking with Maximilian Hurler, one of the four founders of Yost Hurler, a company that develops, leases, and finances real estate projects in Germany and Austria surrounding the exciting development in Munich, the Schwabing Natur. And once again, the website of reference is schwabinger-tour.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.